Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
303 Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA, Wednesday afternoon. Relatively speaking, kind of cool and comfortable, right? 84 degrees, low humidity, not bad at all. Am I in a position to give advice to former President Donald Trump? No. Will that stop me from giving advice to former President Donald Trump? No. I would say to President Trump, unlike apparently many of his senior advisors, you got to kick this crap into gear, dude. Simple as that. You have got to get out. I get it. A million people or a billion people watched you with Elon Musk for 2 hours if they could get in. I tried and was told that it was unavailable. I chatted with a number of people. Said, man, this is so exciting. I'm going to watch President Trump sit down with Elon Musk. Elon Musk is donating $45 million a month. Now, of course, for Elon Musk, $45 million in a month is kind of like you or me splurging on the large size at Wawa for coffee. But nonetheless, he's doing it. So I was excited. I like President Trump. I like Elon Musk. I wanted to hear what President Trump had to say. And frankly, I wanted to hear what Elon Musk had to say. I'm interested in for many reasons, not the least of which is, did you know I own Tesla stock? I found that out yesterday. Sitting down with Carl Carlson, we're going through all the stuff that I do own, I don't own, how we're doing. Can we push up that financial freedom date a little bit? I'd love that. I mean, no offense, I wouldn't be back, but I would love that. So I was excited. I couldn't get in there. Kept saying the space was unavailable. There's no more room, which I say is good because it means that a lot of people were part of it. Fantastic. But we also know there was a lot of that deny service stuff. There's a lot of hacking going on to take X down because they didn't want President Trump to be seen or heard. Okay. But here's what's not happening right about now. I don't see President Trump in the battleground states. I do see our not-ready-for-primetime Vice President Kamala Harris and her Stolen Valor running mate, Tim Awals. I see them out there. Are their crowds legit or are they astroturfed? You know what? I don't care. Because I don't get reports about President Trump. And you know, because I'm just slightly smarter than the average bear, I'm not looking to places like ABC or CBS or NBC or any of the legacy news media to give me fair and honest coverage, because I know they won't. I'm watching this never-ending love affair for the last 4 weeks with Kamala Harris, the very person that they were saying just 6 weeks ago was the drag on the ticket, blah, 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 blah. Donald Trump has to get out there. The J.D. Vance is a nice guy, and he's got a great story, and I think he really is pretty good, but he's not Donald Trump. So you have a handful of states that Donald Trump needs to be in, because as far as I'm concerned, some old-fashioned campaigning is going to go a long way. I get emails every day. I must get 50 emails a day. I get texts on both of my my cell phone numbers. I get actual snail mail. President Trump, I'm with you. You got my vote. Take that money and go after somebody else. You don't need to remind me what's at stake. I know. I'm there. I'm with you. But you've got to be in places like Pennsylvania and Michigan and Wisconsin, apparently. North Carolina, to be sure. Those are the places that President Trump has to be. And no, it's not enough just to have J.D. Vance there. And can I add Virginia to the list? Because we were absolutely positively in play when Joe Biden was at the top of their ticket. Not so much with Kamala Harris. Gang, I get it. You don't like her. I don't like her either. You think that what the Democrats did is a coup. I agree with you. But we see how deep in the pockets of the Democrats, their fellow Democrats are, who inhabit the legacy newsrooms. They're not covering the story. They're not reporting it. They don't care. So it is up to who? Or whom? Would it be whom? It would be whom. It is up to whom. Well, whatever. Who's responsible there? No question there at all. Who's responsible? President Trump has to get out and do stuff. Jeff, he had a two-hour press conference at Mar-a-Lago. Fantastic. I wish he would have done that as he was traveling in between Pennsylvania and Michigan and shaking hands and kissing babies and reminding people of a lot of things. Reminding them of how much better life was when he was president of the United States, because that's missing right about now. We have this fanciful tale coming from the left, and by the left, I mean the candidates and the real reporters and the serious journalists. Well, you know, Kamala Harris is going to do a lot of things when she's elected. Hey, she's in office right now. You know, when I'm president, I'm going to do this and this. Well, now, wait a minute. On the one hand, you're telling us that you worked hand in glove with Joe Biden. The Biden policies are the Harris policies. But now you're telling us you've got other policies and they're not the Biden policies and they're going to be, I'm going to secure the border. What the hell have you been doing for the last 3.5 years? I was never the border czar. Okay, were you the burger czar? You know, we're the
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Burgers are. That's the restaurant. The burgers are. What have you done for the last 3.5 years? Because on the one hand, I'm told you haven't done anything. You are not involved in any decisions. And then I'm told that you are involved in all decisions and you might as well be, you know, the co-president of the United States. That's what Joe Biden said he was going to be with Barack Obama. And he was probably dumb enough to believe it. Make no mistake, Barack Obama didn't want Joe Biden anywhere close to him. He didn't even like him. Joe Biden apparently is very upset with Barack Obama and Schmuck Schumer and Nancy Pelosi because they all stabbed him in the back repeatedly and kneecapped him and succeeded in this political coup. We've never seen this before. The very people saying we're going to save democracy are undermining democracy. There was a time, believe it or not, where real reporters and serious journalists, regardless of their own personal political persuasion, would have been all over this. This is a huge story. And they just can't be bothered. You know why? Because they're in the tank. They're as far in the tank as humanly possible to get. It means that Team Trump has to motivate millions of people to vote. They don't have to motivate me. I'm there. Every single day, I'm trying to motivate other people. I don't know. I just keep shaking my hand. Oh, here's a piece of good news. The World Health Organization, remember them? Who? They were on first base. They've now declared Mpox a global public health emergency. Oh, gosh. Are we about to see a new season of COVID theater emerge just in time for the election? I mean, far be it for me to cast such aspersions, but wouldn't that make it easier if all of a sudden you and I couldn't actually leave our homes? And you know, all the votes had to be delivered by boxload or truckload to these small, unmarked buildings somewhere in the middle of nowhere in the middle of the night with nobody around. I mean, that would make it a little bit easier for them, right? How difficult do you think it's going to be to reprint all those ballots they had already filled in for Biden, man? That's not an easy thing. It's a heavy lift they've got. Just be aware. Be aware. All right, we got a lot of great people who are joining us today, including Kash Patel. You know Kash Patel. Now, you might have known him because he's actually a spider. He went to the University of Richmond, but you probably know him because of his high-level involvement in the Trump administration. You know him, I hope, because he is now one of the senior staffers over there helping President Trump. But I'm just telling you, President Trump has got to get out there more and more and more and more. I know there was this thought, it seemed to me, it was clear to me, coming out of the convention, man, J.D. Vance was going to be sort of the attack dog, which is what the VP normally does, and that's fine. These are not normal times. You've watched an entire political establishment, millions of people, had their votes thrown in the trash by the Democrats. And they had a candidate selected for them, a candidate, by the way, they never voted for, and they don't actually like, well, excuse me, they didn't like up until 4 weeks ago when they were told, oh yeah, you should like her. So we're going to deal with all of that and ask Kash Patel a few questions about that. The new inflation numbers are out. Oh, Jeff, it's a low number. Hey, gang, it's not standing in isolation. That's a monthly number. That's part of the yearly number. And that's part of the same number that you have seen going through the roof during the last 4 years of the Kamala Harris, Joe Biden administration. So please be aware of that. Couple of moments, I have to address a text that came in earlier today, and I will remind you of the Chronic Care of Richmond text line, because I will actually address texts such as yours that come in later during the day, like, you know, now. Chronic Care of Richmond text line is always available to you, 833-804-1140, 833-804-1140. There is a text that came in, let's see, like 7 in the morning. But I have to address it because it is, it's painful to read for a couple of different reasons. And I have no doubt that the woman who wrote it down in North Chesterfield is probably a marvelous person who did not think even twice about what she was writing. But what she wrote was so absolutely awful that it has to be addressed. And I will do that. No, I'm not going to mention her name. That would not be fair. Because, again, I would dare say that she's probably a marvelous person. I mean, I'm reading around the rest of the text she sent, which is great. But she uses a term that is just so unbelievably awful that I do feel compelled to chat about it. All right, Chronic Care of Richmond text line available to you, 833-804-1140, 833-804-1140. Here I was talking about X and what's going on over there. If you're not following Jeff Katz Show on X, would you please do me a favor and follow Jeff Katz Show on X, Jeff Katz Show over on X. It is 315, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com